Okay, we continue our tour of North Shore Athletic Departments. We're going to talk now with St. John's Prep Athletics Director Jamison Pelkey. And Jamison, welcome back to MSO.
Thanks, Rick. Appreciate you having me on.
Man, the time goes by so fast. And you know, I was just thinking of this the other day. I'm waiting for the new construction at St. John's Prep where you're housing all of the collectible trophies and whatnot that you got last year, in the last school year, with all the state titles and everything. So you must have to have a whole new wing added somewhere.
Yeah, the bar's definitely set high for this year. Last year was a pretty special year in regards to that. Actually, where I'm sitting now, we used to have that building here, Griffin Hall, before we put the Wellness Center up, and that's where we put a lot of those trophies and all that hardware. So, yeah, we're filling the attics and the spare space, you know, anywhere we can find in the building to throw that hardware that we got this past year.
So, absolutely.
That was great.
You know, in general, though, I mean, you have to be really prideful. You have to be a proper prideful for the way your student athletes perform, the kids you get to go there, and how your teachers and your administrators and your coaches act. Because as you just said, man, it is a high bar, and everybody on the North Shore look. In fact, maybe in Eastern Massachusetts, look to the Prep for athletic leadership. And year after year, the kids just come through.
Yep, absolutely. I mean, one of the main reasons I love coming to work each and every day is, just working with the kids that we have here and the staff that we have here. The coaches do a great job with them. And like you said, it really involves everyone. It's not only just the coaches and our student athletes. It's, our faculty that work with them each and every day once the school season starts up here. And, the club moderators, the stuff that they're doing outside the classroom, the community service, you know, all those other things outside of, you know, the day-to-day practices and games that they take part in that happen outside of that usual routine is, makes it really enjoyable and a special place.
Absolutely. Let's take a quick look back at spring sports, Jamison, if you would, please, and tell me a couple of things that stand out now that we're a couple of months away from that.
From this past spring?
Yes.
Yeah, so... off the top, we finished the spring season with lacrosse with a state championship, over BC High. It was a great game. We ended up playing them, ended up being, three times during the season because we play them twice during the regular season being a league opponent. All great games, their coaching staff does a great job down there. And, the last few years, every time we play them, it's been a battle. The previous two seasons, the year before that, we ended up playing them there in that championship game as well. So that was really a great way to end the season. John Pinchon and his staff does a great job with those kids.
Mm-hmm.
They really invest a lot into it, and to be able to win it all in the end is pretty special for him and staff and that that entire program. They won the state championship there. Our track and field relay team got a state championship with that group. And then we had a lot of success in other sports as well. The rugby team made it to the semifinals. Baseball team made the state tournament, had a tough loss in the first round, a one-run game to a great Lincoln Sudbury team. Mountain biking had a great season. The crew team had a nice spring season as well. Tennis team, they had a great regular season, won a few matches in the playoffs, and had a nice postseason run there as well. Same thing with the Ultimate Disc team that we have here, who competed strongly throughout their season and had a nice tournament. We also have volleyball. Volleyball had a real nice regular season, only a few losses, and then had a real strong run late into the postseason, winning a few matches there. I'm hoping I hit on everything. Sailing, I think I may have missed. They had a great season as well. So overall, it was a fun season. The spring one goes by quickly. I mean, it's just so busy. We have 10 different sports with close to 30 teams happening. So
wow.
The season flies by, but overall, it was really successful.
Well, we're about ready to start the regular season here in a week or so for fall. And what are your thoughts now? What's going on?
So football just started up last Friday. They don't have a shortage of kids out there. There's over 200 kids playing high school football here this fall. So,
oh, jeez. Hey, can you lend a few to Gloucester High School, my alma mater? Come on.
So that's been great to be able to go out there and see them getting ready. They have a scrimmage this coming Saturday up at Pinkerton Academy. So that'll be, you know, their first test up against someone other than practicing with themselves here on campus. A lot of our other fall sports just started up on Monday. The cross-country team started their practices. They got between 35 and 40 kids out for that team. Our mountain biking team started their practices this week. Again, they got around 45 kids or so out for that. Soccer started their tryout process. They're making their cuts yesterday and today. So we'll have, you know, three teams at the high school level, freshman, JV, varsity, where each team will have roughly 25 kids on a team. So, you know, they're just wrapping that up, and they'll start their practices going forward here into next week with some scrimmages as well. We also have golf. They just put their roster together after tryouts. That's two teams that we have there, JV and a varsity, and they're coming off a state championship that, last fall, so it'll be interesting to see how they do this year. Cross country as well, coming off a state championship. And mountain biking won New England championship last fall. With what they do for their league, it's not an MIA sanctioned sport, so there's, you know, they're competing all throughout New England, and they won that league championship, their state championship in the fall time, so that was pretty exciting. We also have water polo and crew. Those sports haven't started up yet for us. They start next week, but you know, we'll get somewhere around 50 kids probably or so for each one of those teams. You know, the water polo team's right here in the wellness center inside of our pool. And then the crew team will do some work here on the ergs in the wellness center, and then spends most of their time out at Chebacco Lake is where our home base is for crew. So,
wow, okay.
So, yeah, plenty going on. It's an exciting time of the year to get, you know, kids back on campus and to get those practices and things going before the school year starts.
I want to ask about an article I think I read in the Salem News recently about Coach St. Pierre. First of all, it was they're doing the Mount Rushmore of stories at the Salem News, and, of course, the preps, I think it was the 98 football team with Brian St. Pierre at quarterback and Andy St. Pierre as a receiver was one of the lead stories. But this summer, apparently Coach St. Pierre is helping out one of his former students who is struggling with an illness right now and helping him out with football. Did I read that correctly?
Yep. That's Matty Mitchell. He just graduated. He's going to Union College and, just diagnosed recently with leukemia. So he is going through some treatments. And Brian, as soon as Matt got out of the hospital and got back home, went down there and visited with him to see how he was doing. So he's on the road to recovery. He's doing well. He's a great kid, strong kid, and has all the support here. Ed Hardiman, our headmaster, has reached out to him as well. Brian's going to involve him with a football team. Helping out, kind of, mentoring, coaching kids up in certain specific positions and groupings and those kind of things, and just to help out wherever he can with the football program. And then, like I said, Ed had reached out to Matt as well, and, we're offering him to come in here to school to do some things that, he may have an interest in, whether it be work with us here in athletics, work with some folks up in the advancement department, alumni relations, those kind of things. So there's a few different avenues for him to explore, over the next few weeks as he's, home and recovering from this.
That's going the extra mile, and that is so great to hear. That's a very, very, very moving thing. And congratulations to all involved in that, and best of luck to the young man. Jameson, before I let you go, we always talk about coaches and athletes, of course, student athletes, which is what we're all about. But
yeah.
I have to ask you about your staff. You've got so many sports to cover. You've got to have some help in your office.
Yeah, absolutely. I could not do it alone. my staff here is we have Tara Sartori, who's our assistant athletic director. And then we have Colleen Flynn, who's also an assistant AD. She oversees the coordination of our games and events. And then Colleen is in a dual role here. She also works in the finance office at school. So it's nice to be able to have her in that position because that helps me out in regards to the invoices and the billing, the coaches' paperwork, the HR side of things. Colleen's involved with a lot of those things. And Tara's here, like I said, in a full-time position each and every day, helps with the office work, helps with games, coverage and those kind of things. So without the two of them, I'd be lost. So I'm very fortunate to have them on staff here and work with me on a daily basis. And then we also have two athletic trainers. Courtney Brothers, was her first year was last year with us, so she's back with us this year, her second year. She was at Merrimack College previously for a number of years. And then we have Brian Corbett, BC as we call him, who's been with us for 25 years.
BC, use that term lightly around there, will you?
he's a great guy, and BC and Courtney do an outstanding job with our student athletes and treatment and recovery and doing whatever they need to do to put our kids in the best possible position to be ready to go and to perform. And then I also have Joe LaRusso, who's our equipment manager, and takes care of the high school and middle school equipment, fields, and those kind of things. So very helpful as well to have Joe on board and with what he does on a full-time basis. And then just outside, that's my direct staff, and then obviously our coaches and the coaching staff that we have here. And then outside of that with the building, we have a wellness director, Steve Brown. And underneath him, you have your PE teachers, you have your aquatics coordinator, Jeff Fiore, who's also our swim and dive and our water polo coach. And then we have, the strength and conditioning program and aspect that we have here with the weight room and the fitness center that we have with this beautiful facility. So Billy McSheffrey is our strength and conditioning coordinator, and Anna Taco, works hand-in-hand with him on a day-to-day basis with running that program. They have interns and staff that come in and help out, and, we hire them to work on staff here, to work with our teams and our student-athletes, in regards to the stretches, in regards to return to play from injuries, in-season workouts, out-of-season workouts. They had, I think it was between 200 and 300 kids here this summer for summer workouts, starting at 6 in the morning, and they're done by 9, 10 o'clock in the morning with 4 or 5 groups of 50 kids in each group running through. So it just shows you what they put into it and kind of where the program's at just in the few number of years that it's been established. So very fortunate to have those people here, the staffs that we have, the resources that we have to put us in the position that we're in.
Oh, that's amazing. Thank you for all of that. Finally, Jameson, last question. Do you have a general staff meeting with your coaches before each season? And is there a message, or is it mostly just getting the logistics settled?
Yeah, we do. It's there is a preseason meeting that we have with all coaches. We also have a meeting, preseason meeting with, the parents and kids. And then, they're able to separate and go by sport to hear about the season. But, when we do meet with the coaches, it's, like you said, a lot of logistics, hammering out the nuts and bolts. And then there's also, always a message that we like to incorporate as well. This year we had Courtney Brothers, our athletic trainer, talk with the coaches for a little while about a number of things, just to go over health and safety, emergency action plan, those kind of things to let them know. That she's there, obviously, on the day-to-day along with BC. They may not be at every field. It's impossible for them to be at all fields at the same time when we have multiple things going on here around campus. It's not just one field. So, the way to reach them in case of an emergency and all those things. So that's kind of the message that we were going with this year with our fall coaches.
Well, I appreciate you taking the time to squeeze me in. I know how busy this is, Jameson, and I like to check in with you from time to time during the school year, if you don't mind.
Absolutely.
Appreciate it. Good luck, and congratulations on all the fantastic stuff that's happening at the prep.
All right. Thanks. Appreciate it, Rick.
Thanks, Jameson. Take care.
Yeah, you too.
All right, bye-bye. That is Jameson Pelkey, who is the athletics director at St. John's Prep. With MSO News Sports, I'm Rick Moore.